So I want to spend the rest of our time talking about, I guess you could say, more conventional approved type strategies, particularly for localized disease, but also metastatic disease, sort of the nitty-gritty of pancreatic cancer and medical oncology for a long time. But before we do, I just want to take a step back. I know you see lots of people who are managed in a community-based setting, managed by general medical oncologists. I'm just kind of curious, as you go through these histories, patients have been treated oftentimes initially for a while or even a long period of time before they get to you by somebody else. Are there any, I'm not going to say common errors, but things that you see people doing both in management of localized and metastatic disease? Let's just say that it's different than what you and most GI investigators do.
It's a broad question. I think that generally speaking, my experience with seeing community oncologists treat pancreatic cancer is that they're doing a pretty good job. And I give them credit for treating, 3 to 5 pancreatic cancers a year in the midst of, 100 breast cancer patients and lung cancer patients, et cetera, et cetera. I think the knowledge on how to use FOLFIRINOX and how to use gemcitabine and nab-paclitaxel has disseminated pretty well across the community, and they care for these patients and they manage these patients pretty well. There are just subtleties that I would say in terms of how we manage these patients. We tend to be a little bit more aggressive in the supportive care for FOLFIRINOX, often adding IV fluid periodically during the course of their 2-week therapy. We're a little more subtle in the way we make dose adjustments. But those are really just, again, subtleties, not really black and white issues where I see anything being done terribly wrong in the community. The one big change that I have routinely implemented for gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel in the metastatic patients is that gem nab-paclitaxel's standard therapy is 3 weeks on, 1 week off, as published in the IMPACT trial. But there have been a couple of publications that, albeit retrospective looks, but they have clearly shown retrospectively that every other week gem nab-paclitaxel is just as effective and much, much better tolerated than the standard 3-on-1-off. And to be perfectly honest, it's been a couple of years now. I just routinely adopt every other week gem nab-paclitaxel rather than the 3 weeks on, 1 week off, and patients do generally tolerate much, much better. The only scenario where I haven't completely adopted that are for patients who have potentially curable, like we're giving them neoadjuvant preoperative gem nab-paclitaxel. I do try and stick to the standard 3-on-1-off just because I don't have any data necessarily one way or the other, but I don't want to compromise their potential for being able to get to surgery.